Hello, dear student. We have our chapter number 20, a very interesting chapter about marketing the visitor attractions. And what are the visitor's attraction? It is definitely a tourism product. And when it's a product, the element of marketing comes in, and that is our forecast for the chapter number 20. So what are the objectives that have been set up for this particular chapter? It is understand the approaches to additional management and marketing. We have next learning is know about different features of the managed visitor attraction. Here we focus on manage. There are some which are not managed also, but you do get tourists going there. Let's see how we will learn about that. We will also focus on the product components of the managed visitor attraction. What are the components? What has been added? What are the elements of this? We will also know about the stages in the marketing strategy for tourism attraction or visitors attraction. Also learn about ways of developing the new marketing linkages. So with this, quite a big element of learning objectives of visitor attraction marketing, we take a step ahead of approaches to attraction management and marketing. Let's see the attraction approaches. Visitor attractions, also called a tourist attraction, which I also said is a tourism product that is for market and for selling. And what is an attraction? As they say, the attraction is a place of interest where tourists visit. So example, Qutub Minar is an attraction, or Rama Mandir in Ayodhya is a tourist attraction for which people come and visit. So typically a tourist attraction where tourists visit is for inherent exhibited natural or cultural value. Could be natural as well, could be a waterfall, could be a beautiful lake, could be a wonderful land, etc. And also attraction could have a historical significance, like Taj Mahal has a historical value for it, or say Ajanta and Ellora. These also have its weightage as an attraction for tourists, or natural or built beauty. So all these are attractions natural or humanly built. Let's take some examples. What better example than about the waterfall can be given other than Niagara Falls, which is both in US and Canada. And the Great Pyramid of Giza. The Great Pyramid of Giza, which is in Egypt, where they have Phoenix, which attracts so many of international tourists practically every year. Then the Great Wall of China, some of the big attractions. Eiffel Tower in France, in Paris, Eiffel Tower. Then we have got the Acropolis of the Athens, which links to the philosopher and thinkers like Aristo and Aristotle, or the famous Christ, the Redeemer in Brazil, standing in this format, 200 feet tall, or in England, or we are talking about the Machu Picchu in Peru. Peru is in South America, or the Blue Lagoon in Iceland. These are some of the international popular tourist attractions spread around the world. I would add here also Taj Mahal here. So here is some of the activities given to you with a map, with a plan, with an area to visit. Please have a look at this. So visitors' attraction management and marketing involves, we pick up the traditional approach first. And traditional approach involves natural and cultural attributes associated with the visitor's attraction. So they would say Taj Mahal, or they would say about the Mount Everest, example, or maybe Dudhsagar in Karnataka. So they will traditionally would write and involve the component of what is of important visitor attraction. So the visitor attraction play a decisive role in both symbolizing and showcasing that particular sense of a place. So when you think of Niagara waterfall, you know that it is in both part of the country, it is in US as well as Canada, and it's a sense of place which is the basis for consumption or competition, excuse me, between destination. So visitors go and get attracted because of its importance, and it creates some interest in that place. Again, the traditional approach, many natural culture and built attractions are created specifically to conserve and celebrate the unique characteristic of the places and the local features and character that make them worth a visit. Let's take the example I've been giving is the temples of Khajuraho. That whole temples were lost in course of time, and it was re-explored in last 200 years once again. Though historically they have been there for longer time, but in course of time, because they were all away in the outskirt of the city, they were lost. So this is where the culturally built attraction, which when would have been built, was to specifically attract certain type of tourists or give tribute to certain specific theory they were built, and then all that traditionally was marketed, and that's a traditional approach. Places and the local features, how far it is now in the promotion of the traditional approach, they will highlight about the product, what are the characteristics, and make them worth a visit, highlighting on availability of hotel, availability of different food, connectivity from where, how to reach by train, how to reach by flight, how to reach which road of national highway, where to reach there. Many such things in traditional approach are shared with the tourist as a tourist attraction. Visitor action management and marketing, and we just now said the attraction management has to be done. What are those modern approaches in marketing? What it involves? We'll focus on that in this particular slide. It involves lifestyle and the theme attributes associated with the visitor's attraction. So lifestyle and the theme, why was specific tourist attraction was built? What is the theme? Why did they design it? Even if it's past, what was the reason of building pyramids of Giza? What theme it has as a Taj Mahal? That's the focus. It is aimed at creating user-friendly facilities. So the modern approach will highlight to you different detail rather than giving a traditional approach. So they will suggest to you services around the tourism destination. So if you pick up Taj Mahal as a tourist attraction, they would say, where is Taj Mahal? Where is it located? How far is that city of Agra? What is the accessibility to Agra? How can you reach by flight? How can you reach by road? And all that great detail is a modern approach. And why this is? Because it is necessary that the tourist is engaged or occupied within the set tourist attraction so that he spent most of time therein and around it. So if you go down to Taj Mahal itself is a visit, then possibly with romantic feeling, you can see it near Yamuna River. Or possibly add up further the shopping in the city of Agra, or special food that you would like to do, many things. So that's the modern approach, that in addition to that, what are the other services available? So that you tap the whole destination with the services available there, and how do we get those services done? Don't you think this modern approach is attracting more tourists rather than those traditional approach where everyone was trying to explore on its own? See, in the modern approach, for example, you can set up your destination on Google Map and you can reach there if you are driving your own vehicle. Unlike the traditional approach where a tourist would stop at 10 places and would ask for the location to understand. Imagine the national tourists who have been traveling for the international tourists who came to India, how much they would have spent time, and that was the traditional approach. People were stargazing. People were identifying the location on the basis of its direction and so many things. So the importance of modern approach has played a major role in adding up interest to tourist attraction which are managed. Once again, the traditional approach for natural attributes. So they would say about the climate, beaches, and tropical resort with coral reefs, scenic landscape, forests, and mountains, scenery, plant, and animal life, trekking, hiking, and camping in national park, etc. So these are natural attributes which we do have and given to us by nature. It exists. Yes. So we are just in the traditional approach. This is where the tourists were going on for. So they would like to do a trekking on Western Ghat in Maharashtra, or trekking on Satpura Belt in Madhya Pradesh or Rajasthan, trekking and hiking on Mount Abu, etc. Or going for camping in national parks, Kanha National Park, Gir National Park, and different safari lodges which have been built, and taking the traditional services available with the help of local guides, etc. All traditional approaches. Likewise, the traditional approach for cultural attributes are historical places, monuments, ancient temples, museums, art galleries, botanical gardens, build heritage, traditional lifestyle, and art and craft, buildings and structures. For example, castles, libraries, former prisons and bridges. All these are the cultural attributes. For example, the prison where Nelson Mandela stayed for 25 years in Robinson Island near the Durban is a big tourist attraction. Likewise, in India, for example, Jallianwala Bagh, is an attraction. Castles, various castles and forts built by, say, in Maharashtra, for example, or castles built in the European countries to live into in form of residence. All these are cultural attributes. People do visit many places around the world for all these attractions. Bridges. How can you forget the bridge on the river Kwai, which is connecting Thailand, and many other bridges which have international importance? These are all cultural attributes. And historic terrain, historic trials and cultural elements or events that take place. For example, culturally, we people come to Mumbai for Ganesh Visarjan, or go to Gujarat for Kite Festival, or go to Kerala for Onam. These are all cultural activities that happen, and it has attraction linked with the traditional approach. Looking at the modern approaches that we are now talking about, and modern approach is a lifestyle attributes. What people now look at. So adding to Taj Mahal as a historical attraction, they have added shopping malls. They have started attending, they have started putting up events like light and sound shows. So you are taken back to the era when Mughal rulers were ruling and having the benefit, and you taken back to Mughal era. Amusement parks, where you just go there and have the entertainment done, including the theme parks. Integrated resorts. In those cases, that become a tourist attraction, resorts. Number of resorts around Kerala, for example, or in Himachal. Or resorts spread all over. Resorts in Madhya Pradesh, resorts in Rajasthan, resorts in different parts of the world, for example. People just go down, and that's a modern approach. So in addition, what you do is a lifestyle. Shopping is always added. Shopping attracts a lot of tourists. Why, if you talk about itinerary for, especially for Indians, all the tour operators would ensure that they add up shopping. And that's a modern approach that we are highlighting. And likewise, sports and health treatment, etc., are all modern approach of lifestyle attributes towards the tourism attraction site with management and marketing part. Likewise, the modern approach towards the theme-based attributes refers to, first, we understand the concept. Tourism based on various themes, such as cruise. Now, cruise itself is a destination. We must know that. So once you are on a cruise ship, and if it's sailing for 7 days, that's your approach. What I can do in this 1 week when I'm on the ship. And you'll be amazed to see. If you have time, please go and look at the videos that are put on the YouTube for cruise liners. Amazing. Anything that you can imagine is available. Some of the cruise ships are so large, called the special ships, where they have capacity of 3,500 plus passengers sailing on the cruise. They have all the possible activities, including dining, including swimming pool, including casinos, including sports-related activities. Like they have short tracking on 200 feet tall wall, or zip lining. They have even, some of the ship had small golf courses. Of course, polo cannot be added because polo is altogether a different game. But that's a modern approach now. People are looking for all these activities of golf and polo as their tourist attraction. There are number of golf clubs spread around the world. I hope you know the golf club in Mumbai, which is near, in between from Tardeo when you come towards Haji Ali opposite Lala Lajpat Rai College. There is a whole lot of a golf club there. Or polo, which is a game of royalty, which they play on horses. And not to forget the ecotourism, which is part of sustainable tourism, where you take care of nature, where you take care of environment, you take care of ecology, because that is what tourism has to give to many of us. And many have now been supporting ecotourism in their practices also when they take up international travel or they go to any tourist attraction. Likewise, adventure tourism is also a modern approach where people go for bungee jumping, parasailing, parachute dropping, and etc., zip lining, scuba diving, flora and fauna. All these are adventure tourism. Film tourism. Mumbai attracts domestic and international tourists to visit our film city in Goregaon. Likewise, people go to Hollywood for film tourism, where they go and have a look at all modern technologies that have been coming into the film shooting are amazing. All modern approach. Also the agro-tourism, which is linked with agriculture. So now that has also been added in the modern approach, where a tourist goes down, stays for 2 nights, 3 days, stay with the farmer, help the farmer to go down to activities in actual farm. More attractions are added. You can go to an agriculture shop where cooperative style of shopping can be done. You can ride a bullock cart and so on. So agro-tourism is picking up. In my previous slide, I gave the example of agri-tourism around Israel, where they took many farmers from India, especially from areas which have identical terrain and soil like Run of Kutch, and they have taken those number of farmers to see how the agri-tourism is growing. All these are modern approaches. Coming back and moving further about the new learning for us now into the next slide, approaches to attraction, management, and marketing. So this refers to visitors. Attractions are usually associated with the traditional aspect, which means latest man-made attractions such as Burj Al Khalifa in Dubai are associated with the modern aspect. And tourists going to Dubai ensures that they visit Burj Al Khalifa, which is absolutely a modern aspect of tourism. It is not required that these are to be located as coastal or rural areas and historic urban regions. So this is a development of tourist attraction that has happened. It is not required that those are to be in a specific location only, as we have most traditional attractions that are designed and present accordingly. Provided here are some examples of destination. As a case study, of course, this illustrates how countries are marketing some of these destinations. And they indicate use of uniqueness, historical importance, natural beauty, produced placement, which means endorsement of the location in the film, any past event held at the destination, and so on. The uniqueness of this has been utilized and highlighted. We pick up case by case, as we have done another case study is in front of us. And this refers to Alps and Bonn, which is in Switzerland. Case study. First of all, the product plus placement of a kind of endorsement in film is one of the ways to promote the destination. A lot of tourism board and countries are encouraging many film industry people, like it has been done in the past, and Dubai was to be promoted in India. So Dubai Tourism Department approached Indian producer of the movie, and likewise in Thailand and other places where destinations are promoted as an endorsement given through the film industry. Another example from the Alps mountain of the Switzerland, we moved to Piz Gloria, which was the specific villain's fair in the 1968 James Bond movie on Her Majesty's service, and where the George Lesbury, which was shot hands there. And of course, it retained the same thing like another movie that was shot in Udaipur at one of the palaces, Octopussy. That was another big movie. And likewise, James Bond movie, and that place in Thailand is an island, Phi Island, and they still call it many a time as James Bond Island. So these are all different case studies we are picking up to understand importance of tourist attraction with an endorsement or exhibition coming in the form of from the film industry or other brand ambassadors that have been hired to do that. Another case study of India, where we are talking Madhya Pradesh promotion cultural tourism, and the Time Passion Trails takes you to the heart of incredible India, the cradle of civilization and melting pot of culture in Madhya Pradesh, where they show you different things in Madhya Pradesh. I've already pointed out this to you. We learn here further the Time's Passion Trail brings to an explorer the opportunity not only to tap into one's interests in photography, writing, textile, cuisine, performances, and heritage journeys, but also provide a moment to expand the energies within the through glimpse of untold story of the idea called India. So this is another cultural element that has been promoted as a destination from India, Madhya Pradesh state, how they highlight. So in the second study, we picked up from India. And third case study also is from India. So in the post-COVID context, Madhya Pradesh tourism aim to entice the tourists from both domestic and international locations to showcase the tribal tourism. And what else better we can show than tribal tourism, like the countryside, like what lifestyle the tribal people live, and very much along with Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, and many other states which have tribal lifestyle, like Chhattisgarh, one of the states that really has great tribal part of their tourism growth. So in Madhya Pradesh, a Time's Passion Trail was established in March 2022 in collaboration with Madhya Pradesh Tourism. This initiative involved a group of social media influencers, which means they invited people who were travel blogger, who were travel writer, and readers embarking on a journey through the tribal regions of the state to engage with the three distinct communities, the Gondas, the Baigas and the Bharyas. These are tribal people from Madhya Pradesh, and a specific study of that tourist attraction of the tribal area was presented to the tourists as a case study. So their culture, tradition, cuisine, handicraft, and most importantly, their ability to be coexist harmoniously with the nature were thoroughly examined. You can imagine how much time and specific interest was created for that attraction. The experiences gathered during the journey were compiled and discriminated across various media platforms, including print, television, and social media. This suggests how much exposure was given as a case study and highlighting the tourist attraction in Madhya Pradesh. Case study 4 is with regard to Mandvi or Manavi, yeah, which is based on the audio guide promotion, which is historical. So one applies a headphone and walks through an experience and listen to 9 different areas and way on was. I would talk about approaches to attraction management in marketing. I'm picking up the case study number 4 in Manavi, which is a QR code based audio guide that promotes historic place. And this place, which is in Wada, and Manavi is associated with renowned historical personalities, namely Nana Fadnavis, who was a prominent administrator and a statesman during Peshwa's period. So they have highlighted this particular visit, a historic place, with the help of QR-based audio. And what one needs to do is just scan and listen to respective audio-recorded historical event that could have taken. So this is another fine example how a destination based on a QR code-based audio guide promotes a historical place cut. So in this QR code-based audio guide promotion, what happened is we learn about Nana Fadnavis Wada, a heritage property associated with the Maratha statesman Nana Fadnavis, has undergone restoration of now incorporates the modern technology to engage the visitors. So visitors enjoy the whole fun by going through the QR code. And Wada offers a smart audio guide. And these type of audio guides exist in many places all around the world where tourists have an interest in learning, not with the help of a tourist guide, but because it is something related to history, they are carrying this QR-based attraction to that. Some genocides, like genocide in Phnom Penh, where almost 2 million people in the country of Cambodia were killed by a specific group that ruled for 2.5 to 3 years. And likewise, so this QR-based, so without a guide talking, you can use the QR code. Likewise, there are many tourist attractions which are, or a city tour that is offered to the tourists with the help of audio programming in 3 to 4 different languages, especially when you go across Europe. And if you speak, say, Spanish, you press the button on Spanish and you learn everything. So these are all unique experiences and practices that have been picked up to promote that tourist attraction in the required area of growth. So this site also gives the case study of another area holding the bridge. You can see this wonderful picture. It looks like as if it is being held by someone, and this is a holding bridge, another case study. Case study again, another one is wine tourism in becoming up very popular in Nashik. Sola Wine, to give you an example, because vineyards across Nashik prepared one of the most in-demand wine within India, and they have been successfully exporting as well. So this is another case study. All these case studies are to highlight how, depending on different components and elements of that touristic area, how manage the tourists are being brought there, so that accordingly what they are looking forward are promoted to the tourists, and also different modern approaches, lifestyle approaches are added to make that tourist attraction successful. So we will learn now on the manage visitor attraction. We must know first what is a managed attraction. A designed and a permanent resource that is controlled and managed for its own sake and for the joy, entertainment, and education of the visiting public. They are designated and they are permanent. They are not moving. So this managed visitor attraction has an explanation and definition that gives as a designated and permanent resource, plus it has got its own sales for the joy and entertainment. So what does designated means? It suggests that facility has been formally committed to the types of use and actually as defined. So they have picked up and it has been designed to attract certain type of tourists to that attraction. And what type of use and activity would be defined there? And of course, these tourist attractions are permanent. Indication of a building to the facility is based on a fixed site. Thus, various temporary activities are not covered by the definition. So they are permanent and they are designated. Both plays a role in promoting such attraction to the tourists.